I wish you stopped playing that rubbish, Sheila.
That rubbish made us international superstars.
It made us one-hit wonders.
Two-hit wonders, if you don't mind.
But only because they reissued it 30 years on.
It still made us celebrities, Tommy.
Yes, in Jersey. Big deal.
Oh, God knows why we went there. Small islands, small mines.
Yeah. Big savings on booze and fags, I reckon.
Well, now we've got away at last. What's the point of being international stars if you can't have the freedom to live where you want?
Yeah. So how come we've ended up in Hammersmith?
Someone while I'm away.
Want you to think about me each night and day.
And when I come home
after being gone so long,
we want it to be like they've never been gone.
Like They've Never Been Gone, starring Roy Hudd and June Whitfield.
I wish you'd stop playing that rubbish, Tommy.
Oh, hello, love.
Isn't lunch ready yet?
No, I'm afraid not. Perhaps you should give Hetty a hand.
But don't be silly. She's perfectly capable of spoiling it on her own.
Well, she's had years of practice, hasn't she?
Oh, what lovely flowers.
Eh?
The yellow roses.
Oh, right. Yes, they're a consolation prize from the agency.
Oh, I was hoping they might have been an early surprise for tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
It doesn't matter. What agency?
You know, bungle, flattery and crap.
Bertle, Flaherty and trap.
Yeah. Whatever, you know. They were the ones who were going to use our Yellow Rose of Texas for their perfume campaign.
And?
They've decided to go with Stuff It in My Mouth by the Shag Nasties instead.
Oh, well, they're very similar.
Oh, here she is, the Gary Rhodes of Hammersmith.
West Knightsbridge.
And what has Sheffy got for us today? Why, I do declare, it's crispy cod balls. Again.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Hetty, don't we have anything else?
No, they're on special offer, see, at the supermarket. You get 100 extra loyalty points for each maxi pack.
100 extra points? I mean, that's about 1p, isn't it?
Well, you should have bought 10, Hetty.
I did.
Oh, no.
No wonder there's a population crisis amongst North Sea cod. We've got all their balls in our freezer.
There's no need to be coarse, Tommy.
Look, I'd love to stay and partake in this culinary feast, but I've got to see Elstein about some private business. I'll grab a little nibble while I'm out.
I'll save these for your tea, then.
In that case, I may be very, very late.
Oh, the swine.
Oh, that's right, madam. After I've gone to all that effort putting them in the microwave.
Oh, don't be stupid, Hitty. It's not that. He's forgotten our anniversary tomorrow.
Oh, how do you know?
Because he forgets it every year.
Who forgets what every year? Nope, don't tell me. It's tomorrow, isn't it?
Oh, you see, you always remember, Murray.
Only because I was born exactly 4 months later.
Oh. Murray, please, not in front of the servants.
Oh, Mum.
He was very premature, Hetty.
I was 10.5 pounds.
Premature and surprisingly large.
What are you lying for, Mum? Hetty was there.
Yeah, that's right. Mopping your poor mother's brow while your pig of a father, he was nowhere to be seen.
Oh, come on, be fair now. It wasn't exactly customary in those days for the father to be present at the birth.
Well, true.
Mind you, neither was it exactly customary for the father to be in bed with three of the Tiller girls.
What?
Master Murray, if I was you, I'd eat your balls.
Oh,
beg your pardon?
Your cod balls, they're going cold.
Oh. I'd love to, Hetty, you know that, only...
Only what?
Only they're bloody horrible.
Good afternoon, the Elstein Organisation. Brandy speaking. How may I help you? Putting you through? No. Good afternoon, the Elstein Organisation. Brandy speaking. How may I help you? Putting you through? Good afternoon, the Elstein Organisation. Brandy speaking. How may I help you? Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I was just practising for my exams.
Oh, don't tell me. Quantum physics, is it?
No, receptioning.
Oh, yeah, well, it's just as demanding in its way, I've no doubt.
Oh, you're telling me. I mean, typing and shorthand are no problem, but I just don't seem to be able to manage the oral skills.
Really? Well, perhaps I could give you some help.
Oh, well, that would be very kind of you. I'd be ever so grateful, Tommy.
Oh, so you recognise me, eh? Doubtless you've been a fan since childhood?
No.
Oh. Your mother? Grandmother?
Actually, Mr. Elstein warned me you were coming in.
Ah, he did he?
Yeah, funny. And you don't seem like a randy old goat at all to me.
Give it time, girl, give it time. One day you'll have me on your screensaver instead of, who is it there? Brad Pitt, George Clooney?
No, it's Jim Hurley. You know, the boxer.
Oh, boxing.
Oh, yeah, don't you adore it? It makes me feel so, sexy.
I love it. I tell you what, Brandy, why don't we nip out for a late lunch when I've finished here, eh?
Well, I'd love to, but what about Mr. Elstein?
He'll just have to wait his turn, won't he?
I can't believe he's forgotten again, Hetty.
Oh, there, madam.
And after all I've done for him.
Yeah, ungrateful pig. What exactly have you done for him?
You know, given him the best years of my life.
Oh, yeah, that, yeah.
Stuck by him through thick and thin.
Yes.
Worked my fingers to the bone.
Oh, when was that, then?
Well, all right, strike that out, but the other two...
Oh, look, there, madam. Still, look at it this way, he's very lucky to have you.
Oh, is he, Hetty?
No, not really.
Come in, Tommy, come in. Oh, I see you've met Brandy.
Eh?
You're still craning your neck to look down her blouse.
Oh, yeah. Purely from scientific interest, you understand. She appears to defy the laws of gravity.
Really? I hadn't noticed.
So what happened to Beryl?
Oh, I had to sack her. She just wasn't committed to the organisation.
Well, she seemed very loyal to me.
Well, that just goes to show that appearances can be deceptive. Do you know she wanted a day off to marry somebody? Honestly.
God, shocking, isn't it? So what about Brandy, then?
To be honest, she was the only other person around whose name began with a B.
Oh, I see. Or to put it another way, no, I don't see.
I'd bought Beryl these monogrammed hankies for her birthday. I didn't want to waste them, did I?
Mad, generous fool.
So, what did you want to see me for?
Well, look, it's this parcel.
To my own true darling. Oh, Tommy, this is so sudden.
Not for you, you pillock. I wondered if you'd have it biked over to Sheila for me.
What is it?
Well, mood underwear is what they call it in the shop.
Ah, cheap frills.
Yeah. Far from cheap, I can assure you. It's like polo mints.
Sorry?
You pay for the holes. Oh, there's a card as well.
Meet me at the Kensington Grand tonight, 8:30, with all my love, your own Tommy Tonker. Why can't you just give it to her?
That's what I'm hoping to do, mate.
Sorry?
It's a joke, Lewis.
Oh. Yes, I see. A play on the word it. Highly comical.
Yeah. Well, it's for our anniversary, and I want it to be a surprise.
Surely you're actually remembering a surprise enough.
Now, don't you start, please.
Sorry.
And you won't tell anyone now, will you? Especially Murray. He leaks like a busload of pensioners, him, I tell you. I want it to be a complete surprise.
Leave it with me, Tommy. I'll get Brandy to deal with it right now.
Well, not right now, eh?
Sorry?
Well, the anniversary is not until tomorrow anyway. And Brandy and I were hoping to grab a little something when I've finished with you. In fact, if you could give her the afternoon off.
Oh, honestly, Tommy, you're incorrigible. Now, after you've done all this for your anniversary.
Yes, but that's only one day a year, isn't it? That leaves 364 to get through.
Oh, go on. Tell her I'll see her in the morning.
You're a mate, Lewis.
Oh.
What's that?
Well, it's just that no one's ever called me their mate before. Perhaps we could go and have a jar together sometime.
Yes, well, let's not rush things, eh? I'll see you.
Hello, Lewis Alstein speaking.
Lewis, it's Sheila.
Sheila. My sweet love bird.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
The one beautiful thing in my dull, sublunary existence.
No, don't start all that nonsense again, Lewis.
How can you treat me like this? Does Eastbourne mean nothing to you?
I'm a happily married woman, Lewis. Well, married anyway. Talking of which, is Tommy there?
Afraid not. I mean, he was until a minute ago. Oh. Hang on. I'll just ask my new, young, good-looking, buxom assistant. Brandy? Brandy? Oh, dear, how strange. She seems to have gone out somewhere as well. Fancy them both disappearing together. Sheila?
Oh, that was lovely, Tommy. Lunch at my favourite restaurant.
The pleasure was all mine, Brandy. I've never been to a McDonald's before.
What's he going to do now?
Well, I thought a little coffee, you know, somewhere private. Eh? Oh, look, there's a nice little hotel over there, one I've never seen before. They may even have a room free so that we can be extra private.
I bet you bring all your girls there, don't you?
Dear, how can you say such a thing? I've never been here before in my life.
Good afternoon, Mr. Franklin's. Your usual room.
Yeah, sorry, you must be mistaking me for someone else.
Oh, say no more. Stum's the word, eh?
Stum, yes.
Don't worry, Tommy. Look, I just need to pop over to the chemist to get something for the weekend.
Oh, right. Oh, lucky.
Wait for me, won't you?
You bet.
Would you like a nice rose for the young lady, sir?
How much?
Fiver. And cheap at half the price.
Is she?
It's the packaging you're paying for.
Ah, yes, of course. That cellophane must cost all of 5 pence.
Do you want it or not?
Yep, there you are.
May God be with you, sir.
Dad?
What?
Dad, it is you.
Oh, bloody. Hello, Murray.
You have remembered.
What?
A single red rose for Mum, you big softy.
Oh, yes, I am, aren't I? You won't say anything to her, will you?
No, of course not.
Well, I've got another big surprise plan for her tomorrow evening as well, but I don't want her to find out.
She'll have to torture me with red-hot irons, and I still wouldn't say a word.
Ah, but what if she tickles your feet?
Well, that's a different matter entirely.
Look, Murray, I don't want to be rude, but I have to dash.
Oh, okay. Where are you off to?
To Elstein's.
So am I. I'll come with you.
No, when I said to Elstein's, what I actually meant was from Elstein's. In fact, as far from Elstein as possible.
Eh?
Well, you know I can't stand the man, can I? I must go then. Bye.
Hang on.
What now?
Look over there. That girl coming out of the chemist. Isn't she waving at you?
Oh, I don't think so, no. I'm probably just drying her nails, you know.
With her arm in the air?
Oh, checking her deodorant as well, then, I expect. But God, how am I supposed to know?
Oh, okay, keep your hair on. Well, off you go.
You first.
What?
Well, it's bad luck for a father to walk off before his son. Didn't you know?
You've not been buying little white pills from strangers, have you?
Look, just leave me alone, Murray, all right?
Fine, if that's the way you want it.
Who is that?
Oh, it's just a fan. Happens all the time. Did you get them?
Them?
You know, from the chemist. Just in case we need something.
What, worming tablets?
What?
Well, I need to worm the cat this weekend. What do you think I've gone for?
Oh, nothing.
Oh, Tommy! Is that for me?
Oh, yes, there. Here you are. A single beautiful rose for a single beautiful rose.
Oh, Tommy, how romantic. Well, except I'm not.
Romantic?
No, single.
Ah, well, yeah. Well, that's lucky. Neither am I.
I'm married to Jim Hurley, you know, the boxer on my screensaver.
On second thoughts, perhaps we could have that coffee back at McDonald's, should we?
Anything for me to do, Mr. Elstein?
Good God, if it isn't my semi-detached assistant. Nice of you to drop in, Murray. Is it payday?
Mummy said she'd talk to you about me working more at home. It's much more effective.
Oh, yes, good old Mummy. Has she written you a note?
I'm sorry.
Have you ever thought there might come a day when you won't have good old Mummy to protect you anymore? What's going to happen then?
I imagine I'll be out of a job.
Oh, I wouldn't be too sure of that, Murray. I've grown quite used to you being round the place. In fact, I often wish I had a son like you.
Really?
Oh, yes. A man gets to a certain age and he needs someone to constantly bully and humiliate.
Is there anything for me to do?
Yes, here. This is for biking tomorrow. Put it on Brandy's desk, would you?
Brandy?
The new receptionist. She's out to lunch.
Should fit in well here, then.
It's not too difficult for you, is it? You don't want me to get someone else to help you.
Well, it's just that there's no address on it.
Oh, that's because... Look, just put it on her desk. I'll sort it out with her when she comes in tomorrow morning.
Is she not coming in this afternoon, then?
No, she's not feeling too well.
Probably picked up some germ in the office.
Oh, my, out of the mouths of babes and sucklings.
Hello?
Ah, the prodigal returns about time, too. Your dinner's on the table.
Well, that was quick.
No, not really. It's been there since lunchtime. You'll have to scrape the fat off.
Oh, dear. I'm not really that hungry. No.
Oh, dear. Poor darling. Did you manage to grab a little nibble for lunch, then?
You what?
I wouldn't like to think you weren't getting enough.
I'm just a bit tired, that's all. I've been at it all afternoon.
I don't doubt it.
Eh?
So, what have you been at, exactly?
You know, a bit of this, a bit of that.
A little bit of the other?
What?
Perhaps you overdid it at lunchtime. Too much brandy, perhaps?
Eh?
With a little tart to follow.
Elstein.
I don't need Elstein to tell me what you get up to, Tommy. I know you too well.
Do you, Indy? Well, okay, I did take brandy to lunch. At McDonald's, as it happens.
Oh, God, I knew it was sordid, but not that sordid.
And then?
Yes?
I took her home.
I thought as much.
Where her delightful husband, Jim, and I...
A threesome?
Had a couple of beers while discussing the future of British heavyweight boxing.
That must have been a short conversation.
I'm appalled, Sheila. Appalled that you could think that an innocent rendezvous could have been something sinister. I am going upstairs. And I'm very hurt.
Oh, dear. Oh, anything wrong, madam?
Tommy stormed off upstairs.
So what's new?
He appears to have taken the moral high ground with him.
Oh, now, that is new.
So he's refusing to talk to you?
That's about the size of it. In fact, all in all, he's been behaving very strangely since lunchtime.
Good God, he didn't eat those cod balls, did he?
No, he was behaving strangely, but not that strangely. You don't think he might be completely innocent over this brandy business, do you?
Perhaps you should start a campaign. Free the Hammersmith one.
The West Knightsbridge one, if you don't mind.
I think he just might be innocent on this occasion.
Oh. What would you know? You're just a child.
Mum, I'm 37.
Yes, but you've always been young for your age, darling. Remember how you used to have to pretend to the other boys at boarding school that you shaved your body every day for religious reasons.
Mum, please.
Well, I think Tommy's going through the male menopause. Here. There was something on Richard and Judy about it the other day.
The male menopause?
Yeah. But isn't it just typical of men? They've taken away our lives, now they want our hormones.
Well, what are the symptoms? Murray, you're a man.
Allegedly.
How would I know? As far as you're concerned, I haven't reached puberty yet.
Well, apparently you behave stupidly in the presence of young women.
Oh, Tommy's always done that.
And you wear ridiculous clothes that don't suit you.
Tommy's always done that.
And you start caring about your body.
So it's definitely not the male menopause, then.
Still, when I saw him today, he was behaving oddly.
Oddly?
I think he was trying to get rid of me.
Aha! Cherchez la femme!
Hetty, what do you mean?
Well, don't you see? Doubtless he had an assignation with this young hussy, intending to whisk her away to a cheap hotel where they rent rooms by the hour and make mad, passionate love all afternoon.
Thank you, Hetty. You're such a comfort.
Well, I still think you're both wrong. As it happens, there is an explanation for his...
Well, go on.
He made me promise not to say.
See how they stick together.
You'd better tell me, Murray, or Mummy will be very cross.
Oh, all right. It's just that when I saw him, he was buying you a rose for your wedding anniversary.
Oh, the sweet little man.
Ah.
And he told me he's planned a big surprise for you tomorrow evening.
Oh, my poor Tommy. Oh, it's all going to be all right now.
Oh, she's always suffered from that.
What?
Terminal optimism.
For heaven's sake, Hetty, leave them be. They're going to be fine.
Oh, my God, it's hereditary.
This is my moment. This is my perfect moment with Mr. Elstein. Good morning. Are you there? Oh, must be early. This is my moment. Oh, hello. What's this? To my own true darling. Oh! Oh, they're gorgeous. Oh, real silk. What's on the card? Meet me at the Kensington Grand tonight at 8:30. With all my love, your own Tommy Tonka. Tommy, you naughty boy. I thought you'd lost interest.
What time is it?
About 7 o'clock.
So where is he?
I am not my father's keeper.
I thought you said he was planning a surprise.
He was.
Well, here we are on the night of my wedding anniversary and he is not here.
Well, maybe that was the surprise.
Why don't I ring Elstein on his mobile?
Elstein?
Mr. Elstein, it's Murray. Have you seen Dad?
Not lost him again. Have you thought of electronic tagging?
I take it you don't know where he is.
It happens, I do. He's with Sheila at the Kensington Grand.
What?
It was his anniversary surprise.
It's certainly that. Why didn't he tell anybody?
He wanted to keep it a secret.
So much a secret, he forgot to tell Mum.
Didn't she get her present and card then?
What?
The parcel I told you to put on Brandy's desk.
Well, where is he?
Apparently he's at the Kensington Grand waiting for you.
What?
It was supposed to be at... Oh, look, Mum, just get there. I'll explain later.
Yes. Yes, I will. Oh, Tommy, wait for me. I'm coming, darling. Tommy, wait for me, Tommy.
Should I give him a ring, do you think?
I wouldn't bother. He can probably hear her from there.
Can I help you, sir?
So I'm just waiting for someone. I don't suppose I can get a drink, can I?
Of course, sir.
A gin and tonic, please, mate. Oh, and a Campari soda for my missus when she finally comes.
Certainly, sir. Yeah.
Oh, Tommy.
There you are. I thought you were never coming. Are you dressed specially?
Well, no, of course I'm not dressed specially, Tommy. I had to dash out at a moment's notice. And for future reference, if you plan to meet up with someone, it is a good idea to let them know first.
Well, didn't you get my...
Your drinks, sir.
Oh, thanks, mate. There you go, love.
Thank you. So what were you saying?
Forget it. Let's just enjoy ourselves and make this an evening to remember.
Good idea. Cheers.
Cheers to us.
Tommy.
What?
Who's my little Tommy Tonka, then?
Oh, my God.
Who is this person, Tommy?
I've got them on.
Got what on?
Yes. Yes, got what on?
You know, Tommy.
No.
And I might show you later if you're very, very good.
What is she talking about, Tommy? And what is she going to show you later?
Oh, I'm sorry, Tommy. You never told me you were bringing your mother with you.
Mother? Who are you, little girl?
I am his own true darling. Go on, tell her, Tommy.
Well, Tommy?
Well, there seems to be some sort of misconception.
I'm sure you two can put that right, eh, Tommy? Obviously, I am superfluous to requirements.
No, Sheila, come back. Come back. Look, I can explain
That's
everything.
That's what you always say.
No, but this time I can.
You're a pitiful, pathetic, priapic...
Oh, God.
Oh, there. That's what I think of you.
Here, don't you touch my Tommy, you cow.
Oh, yeah, and what are you going to do about it, scrubber?
Is everything all right?
What? Oh, yes, yes, sir. Thank you, it's fine. Actually, come to think of it, this G&T could do with a little less tonic, I think. There you go. I did promise you an evening to remember, girl.
Yes, it certainly was that, Tommy. You're lucky you've got Muddy here to confirm everything. Yes.
It's just a shame that Brandy's still got Mum's present. Why didn't you grab it off her, Dad?
I think that might have made things worse.
What was it, by the way?
Oh, it was just something to create a romantic mood.
That Mantovani CD Mum wanted.
Well, at least you've still got the single rose you bought me.
Murray?
I'm sorry, Dad. She tickled my feet.
You idiot, Murray. There isn't a single rose anymore.
What?
Well, I left it on the tube.
What are you two up to?
Oh, nothing, Mum.
No, we're all right.
I'll get one of those yellow roses from the dining room. You go in the kitchen and see if you can find something to wrap it in. I'll meet you out there. I'll be back in a minute.
Yeah, me too.
They're up to no good again, you mark my words.
Nonsense, Hetty. You've just got a suspicious mind, that's all.
There must be something. Cling film, anything.
I've got a rose, Dad. Have you got something to put round it?
No. Yes, I have. Here, on the freezer.
Great.
Yeah, go on.
Come on.
All right. Hey, there you are, doll. What do you think?
Oh, Tommy. It's lovely. I'd better put it in some water.
Well, you know, Sheila, it's not much, but it says everything you need to know.
Yes, it does, doesn't it? I particularly like the inscription.
Inscription? Oh, yes. Where?
Here, on the wrapper, look. It says, Codballs Maxi Pack.
Oh, God. Better make up the spare bed, Hetty.